Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 22nd of July. The Seed Sown in Our Spirit. The incorruptible seed of the divine nature is sown in our spirit by the word of the Father proceeding from Christ through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The word itself is not the seed, but rather the seed is carried by the word. Marking this distinction, the Apostle Peter said that we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God which lives and abides forever. When this seed is planted in the ground of our spirit, it is germinated by the Holy Spirit, and we are conceived as a son of God, having been born anew of the divine nature. We have become a totally new creation, depicted by Jesus in his parable of the seed and the grounds as a new plant. Through new birth, Christ's life has become our life, but the expression of this life is unique to our name as a son of God. Although the divine nature of God is now our life, we are not God. Rather, we have become the offspring of God. The Apostle Paul explained this tremendous step on the pathway of salvation, writing, "And because you are sons, that is, by adoption, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a new creation's son, and if a son, then an heir of God, that is, God's divine life, through Christ." Significantly, when this germination happens, Christ has become our life and the substance of our expression as a son of God. This is why it is the Son who cries out, Abba Father, within us. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, Matthew chapter 13, verses 5 and 20, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, and Galatians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 1.